weekend.
The emphasis on food now is our focus as Good Day Weekend program continues. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, normally here at this time, but in fact, if you turn on NBC, you probably see him on the Today Show instead of me here, which is okay. We have to spread the wealth, and Phil is much in demand, whether it be on the Today Show or Good Morning America or The View, a lot of things. He has a lot of time that he spends on PBS shows as well. So in place of Phil Lempert, I've invited Chef Louis DeAngelis, who is a participant in the Good Day Weekday program, as is Phil. Louis' specialty, as you can probably glean by hearing me introduce him as Chef Louis DeAngelis. He's been working in the southeastern part of our country for many years. He saves restaurants, knows a great deal about cooking, working with food, has grown a lot of his own food over the years for his restaurant escapades. Matter of fact, Louis, it was very interesting on the plane flying to Los Angeles last night. I was reading an article about how earlier in the week on Good Day we talked about, and I think there was something in Phil Lempert's blog about the quality of food as it is transported. The biggest problem today in the quality of food is how far it has to be transported from where it's grown to where it is consumed. Oh. And that's something that most people just don't seem to have a hand on. So now there's more and more emphasis on getting local sources. It's very interesting because, as I've been saying for years, the FDA and many governmental agencies are in the pocket of the big ag businesses, and so they work against the local farmer's interest and therefore against your interest if you want to have the healthiest and freshest foods. It's just crazy. And part of the thing, interesting enough, that these Occupy, not the Occupy protesters who have been maligned as a cabal, like everybody's protesting Wall Street and the greed. No, that's not what everybody is protesting. There are plenty of people that are protesting things like this: the problems with food, food sources, food delivery, food quality, and they're almost always exacerbated. Is it interesting? And I'm gonna, there's one aside here to this story. You've been around. You're in a farm area of Florida. You watch these issues closely. There's been, for the last 5 or 6 years, an attempt by the EPA to try to regulate the amount of dust that there is on a farm. If you can imagine anything so mind-numbingly stupid as a government agency trying to regulate the amount of dust that there would be. So now they've tried to get in the back door because the big agri-concerns have fought this successfully because they've got it tossed out of every bill and every rulemaking process that was taken under consideration. But now this past month or so, the EPA has, in their usual, like all of the FDA, they're sneaks. They are creeps, these people. And not everybody is ill-intentioned, but there's such power-hungry zealots that are in charge or in sub-positions of power. So now they've introduced a bill that would be pretty much like the FDA bill from last year, where they exempted the big producers of agricultural products, but they went after the small guys because they can go after them. And so they're into that, and that just will send people. That's part of what the Occupy people or the protesters. Never mind Occupy. People protesting around the country are protesting this sort of thing. They want food. They want access to good quality meats and vegetables and dairy products and that sort of thing. And they're being thwarted by all of this, and it's going to come back sooner rather than later to bite these idiots in their butts.
Yeah. So. It's amazing. You know, the regulations, and I was just talking to Michael before about this. You know, we have food shortages from time to time. Now, the prices are soaring. Yeah. And a lot of that, you know, is not only just, you know, to me, it's transportation costs. Energy and transportation costs are killing the poor farmer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the regulations that are involved, the transportation costs, you add all that up for a guy in California to grow something, to send it to the East Coast, it's so much cheaper. He avoids the regulations, avoids transportation, if he exports his stuff.
Yeah, right.
And then, now what happens then, that's a big hole left for our own consumption.
Yep. And we just are so foolish. We don't get it. These people don't want to listen.
No.
It is really a serious problem and becoming more serious as more and more people are demanding fresh local sources of food. They want it. They want to support it where it's available. I have that story with my raw milk store and the dairy store where I am. There's not another place like it around for 40-some-odd miles. We happen to have in this little area of this suburban town two produce farms and my dairy farm, and we're all within a mile of each other. People come from miles, miles and miles away to get this stuff, and they're just so fed up with people trying to stop them from being able to make their own choices. They're not stupid. Right. They make their own choices. They don't need the government to tell them, oh, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. But here we have this continuing saga of the food costs and the availability. I read something last Sunday in the supplement in one of the newspapers about it. Use Sysco, S-Y-S-C-O, right, which is the big food distribution company that mostly serves restaurants, right? Yeah. So it tracked. They now have these barcodes on the boxes of whatever the produce is. So it tracked a box of lettuce from where it was packed in Tulare, California, across the country in the truck, the refrigerated truck, till it got to New Jersey to the warehouse, and it being unloaded and then being loaded in Sysco trucks and taken to warehouses that they have. And by the time it got to its destination, it was 4 weeks from when it had been harvested to when it got to the places. If you don't make sure the refrigeration is good, that stuff, cabbages and lettuce and things like that, 2 days, and, you know, they're gone. Never mind the value of how they look, but the value of the food itself diminishes to worthless. It's like eating newspaper by the time it gets to you. So these are things to sort of keep in mind that we don't, I don't think, underscore as much as we ought to.
Well, and besides that, they have to pick it 3 or 4 weeks early, so it's not fully ripe, just so it can make the trip.
Right, yeah,
and
all of
those
things.
Nothing like when you pick something and eat it within the same day, two-day period. Doug, it's still a live food at the time.
Right, exactly. And Chef Louis DeAngelis.
Like live food.
Yep, we're going to talk about how to start preparing for your Thanksgiving meal early. As I said, Chef Louis DeAngelis here for Sue Lempert. For Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Lots of things to talk about, lots of help. Any questions you have of Chef Louis about what you're thinking about doing for Thanksgiving, remind me to tell you about purple potatoes, Louis, all right?
Oh, I love them.
800-510-8255. Listen up to a million-bottle giveaway announcement. You ought to know by now how important omega-3 is for your heart, for your brain, for your joints. That's why you need to know about Master Omega-3, a double-concentrated omega-3 supplement that will support absorption, no aftertaste. The special purification process that these people work on makes omega-3, Master Omega-3, the most pure. It's an incredible product, and it's, I guess, the best part of the announcement is it's free. You can try a free bottle of Master Omega-3 right now. Call 800-359-7904. Pay a small shipping and handling fee. Your free bottle of Master Omega-3 is on its way. Call now for details. 800-359-7904. And when you call, they'll tell you about the free bottle of Green Supreme Multi. It's a multivitamin with all the fruits and vegetables in it that you need to help promote heart, brain, and joint health. Take advantage of the offer. Claim your free bottles of Master Omega-3 and Green Supreme Multi by calling 800-359-7904. They're going to give away a million bottles. The offer will not last forever. Going fast. When it's gone, it's gone. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call 800-359-7904.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. What does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Chef Louis DeAngelis, who's filling in for Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru, this weekend, as we examine the preparations you're making for your Thanksgiving meal. I said to Phil, remind me to tell you about purple potatoes. There's at the Dr. Ken newsletter this week, the health newsletter. He has written something about purple potatoes and how if you eat them, they will help lower your blood pressure. Well, plus the fact they're really good, the skins are really good. Anybody prepare for Thanksgiving or any other meal just potato skins? Sometimes we go to a restaurant and get potato skins, but they're all full of cheese and a bunch of yuck. It just the skins themselves are so good for you. Is there something that you can suggest to people they can make a dish around the skins, Louis?
Well, you know, it's funny. You have your mojo working because that was what I was going to talk about. Was the skins are the best part of the potato?
Yeah.
And so many people nowadays, you know, let's look at the Thanksgiving dinner coming up. You try and cook six different sides along with the turkey all in one day. The stress alone of trying to get everything done in one day, the financial of it, you know, it's going to be 13% to 15% higher this year just to buy all your trimmings and the turkey. It just doesn't make sense to try and jam it all into one day. And no restaurant does that. I run my house just like a restaurant. So let's start with potatoes, and that was first on my list. It's so funny that the supermarkets the first week of November have a sale on potatoes. They always do.
Really?
And normally they're $4.99, $3.99 for a 5-pound bag, little cello bag. Our place in this area in Central Florida, it was $4.99 for 10 pounds. And so people are looking and saying, boy, I'd like to pick up on that, except that I don't need them for another 3 weeks until Thanksgiving. Well, you know what? If you buy them now when they're on sale, because they'll go up the week before Thanksgiving, inevitably, take them and put them in a paper sack. Take them out of that plastic, put them in a paper sack, roll the top shut and put it on the floor in the pantry, and they'll last 6 weeks. So you could always catch a sale and keep them. They'll last.
They got to be cool, though. They got to be someplace that's
nice, cool, dry place.
Yep. All right, so then how do you prepare them? Let's start and give people ideas about how to prepare various things. So what do we do with potatoes or the skins?
I have got a secret for that.
Uh-huh.
You cut them up, and please leave the skins on them. Just scrub them good and wash them. Now, I use a wash rag. I wash them under the sink, the wash rag, cut them up, put them in my pot, and boil them. Now, you can do this 5 days, 4 days ahead of time. You can do it even longer. You can do it 2 weeks ahead of time if you have a good freezer. Boil them up. Once you strain them, after they're parboiled, they're nice and soft, they're fork tender, okay, you strain them, put them in a nice big bowl, let them cool. Here's the first secret. Everybody puts a cover on them, they cover them up with saran wrap, throw them in the refrigerator, throw things in the freezer right away. Big mistake. That steam is moisture. And once it hits that saran wrap or the lid or anything that's covering it, you have condensation, and it's going to rain all over your food. And when you go to freeze it, you get ice crystals.
Right.
Now, you got to understand your appliances. Big thing. You got a freezer that's part of your refrigerator, and those are frost-free. Now, how they're frost-free is the freezer part constantly goes between frozen, 36 degrees, freezing, 34 degrees, and it bumps up every few hours. It'll bump up a couple of degrees, so it's not frozen inside.
So it thaws out, or it gets rid of the condensation that's in there.
Right. It drops down into the drain pan, and then it goes back to freezing.
All right, hold on. Chef Louis continues with ideas for Thanksgiving food here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing.
packaging for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Thanksgiving season. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from last Thursday, so a week from the coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. We're here to help you out a little bit in that department. A Thanksgiving meal to get it prepped up early. That's Chef Louis DeAngelis' idea. He's here filling in for Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru who had an assignment on television today. So I invited Louis to come in and give you some fresh ideas about things like this. There are plenty of things in his experience quotient that lead you to believe as you listen to him that he knows what the heck he's talking about. So we're now putting together sort of a composite meal. We started with the potatoes. Where do we go from there?
Well, the potatoes, I just want to finish up on that. If you take those potatoes, once they're cool, cover them and put them in the fridge overnight. Mm-hmm. All those cubes of potatoes. Don't mash them until the next day. They come out 10 times fluffier. They're light. It's almost cake-like. They're wonderful like that. The next day, you just take them out, put them in your, you know, get them under your mixer. For a 5-pound bag, it's 2 sticks of room temperature softened butter, an 8-ounce cup of sour cream, and let it rip. And you might need to add a little milk or cream, and that's about it. Now, for those of you that don't like the skins that are all floating around in your mashed potatoes, the best way to make that more appetizing, if you're inclined not to want the skins, and please, you need these skins. That's where all the nutrients are. Take a pound of thick sliced bacon, fry it up, chop it up, and throw that in the potatoes. Now, every time someone takes a bite of potato and they see something dark floating around, they think it's either they think it's a piece of bacon, even if it is a piece of skin. And it's a great way to serve them.
You now, sneaky sly so-and-so. Right,
now, if you make them a week ahead of time, you can freeze them in a crock pot, the liner of the crock pot. Take them out of the freezer in the morning of Thanksgiving, put them in your crock pot, set it on low, and 6 hours later, they're fresh, they're fluffy, they're hot, and they're ready to go. And you didn't have to sit there mashing them all day while you got other things to do.
There you go. All right, so veggies. Any other veggie tips? What do we have usually?
I love my greens.
4 or 5 different veggies that are prepared too, aren't they?
Yeah, I love my greens. And let me give you a real quick one on corn. Right now, corn on the cob is on the shelves here in Florida and in the South. And it makes it more of a traditional-looking Thanksgiving to have a big pile of corn on the cob ready for you. Mm-hmm. And the big problem with that is cleaning it. Everybody hates to shuck corn. You skin it. You got to pull the leaves off. You got to take the little bit of.
Why? There's no big deal to that. It takes 2 seconds to peel off the.
I can do it in so much easier time though, Doug.
Yeah. How?
Well, you take the stem side of your cob, and take a 1/2-inch slice off of that. Yeah. Cut it so you expose the corn. Take 3 of them at a time and put them in a microwave for 4 minutes. Just let them lay there for 4 minutes. You're not going to cook them in 4 minutes. Just let them lay there for 4 minutes. When you take it out, grab it by the pointed side. And just give it a shake, and out comes the corn, clean as a whistle, 1, 2, 3, ready to be boiled.
So you cook them in the microwave, or you just let them sit in the microwave?
I just put them in the microwave. I heat it on high at 4 minutes. They're not cooking, but they slip right out of the skins, out of the...
See, I have a real problem with what I know about. You and I have had this conversation before. I just don't think microwaves are good because of what happens. As a matter of fact, didn't you and I have a conversation?
Yes, we did.
About what goes on. The reason we don't like microwaves is because, and now I hear what you're saying. So in this circumstance, you're not putting it in your mouth.
It's not getting inside the corn. It's just going on the leaves.
So, but if you are using microwaves to cook things, folks, you got to know what Louis and I know, and many of you know. Not only is the molecular structure changed of whatever is being exposed to the microwave, but it's still cooking when you stick it in your mouth. And as it goes down your esophagus into your stomach, it's cooking your esophagus and it's cooking your stomach.
Yeah, major problems.
You're crazy to use microwaves. It's so bad. They're just, oy.
I don't even like using it to heat things up, but I'll use it for, I use it to boil water or things like that.
Okay, so there's the corn. What else?
Greens. Oh, do I love my greens. And this time of year, right now, in the grocery stores throughout the East Coast, you can get, for a dollar a bunch, everything from collard greens to mixed greens to mustard greens to Swiss chard, kale. You cannot buy enough of cans to justify what you can buy fresh. You just can't. And you can do it a couple weeks ahead of time. You know, take 2-3 bunches, which is 2-3 pounds of I like to mix them, collards, mustard and kale. Chop them up, wash them real good. Don't shake them. Don't try and dry them. Take them with all of the water that's left on their leaves. Throw them right into a stock pot with about an inch of dark beer just pour an inch of dark beer in there.
Dark beer.
Steam it. Throw a piece of salt pork in there, and just cook them for an hour. When you're done, I mean, it's an aroma that you wish they put into an air wick in the house. I mean,
what it does is address the thing that oftentimes you hear, especially from children, and as you grow up, you have these attitudes too. Ooh, yuck, I don't like the taste of that. So if you cook it in things that are tasty, adds to the benefit all the way around of having those foods being served. I mean, it just makes common sense, a great idea.
Well, it's the smell, the aroma. It's called a kitchen come-on. Do you know that there was a restaurant chain here in Florida? This is how powerful aromas are. They were sued because what they did was it was a rib chain, very large chain that sold ribs. What they used to do was they used to add liquid smoke and just pour it onto the grill and let it go through the updraft so you could smell it outside.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a come-on for people that was just amazing. And they were actually sued over that.
Perfect. All right, so we have a few more ingredients. We're going to spend our time talking about some other things, including artisan foods in the next half hour. But we'll finish off suggestions from Louis about your Thanksgiving meal and how to get started preparing for it. Take notes. Ask questions if you want. 800-510-8255. Half past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge.
If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now 33 after the hour, the second half hour of this focus on food that we have every week. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert is here normally, but today had a television assignment, so I invited Chef Louis DeAngelis to spend some time talking about mostly Phil's formula for success. He's helping you understand where to go to get the right food. He makes a study of it. He's got the supermarketguru.com, a list every week of the hits and misses of the things that he tries that are being newly promoted by supermarket chains and in food stores around the country. That's not what we're talking about today. We're starting out looking at your options for Thanksgiving meal. Louis's got some, you don't have a website, though, per se, where you put all of this stuff up.
No, I don't. I should take the weekend. I will. I promise. I'll start doing that on weekends and send it in to Richie.
Right. Yeah, no, it'd be good stuff. All right. So anyway, we've gone through the potatoes and the veggies and how to prepare them. Now we have the turkey itself, if that's what we're having, turkey, ham, one of the most traditional. We're trying to get you to think ahead for perhaps this week, set up your Thanksgiving meal. And so turkeys and hams and what else is common?
Well, on the turkey, the best advice I can give anybody is make sure that it's fully defrosted in your fridge. And that's going to take 4 or 5 days for an 18-pound turkey.
Right.
Okay, the first thing I do is I slip my hand in between the breast meat and the skin, and I separate the skin. I always separate the skin first. And the reason for that is the same way they cook Peking duck, where they blow air into the duck carcass to separate the skin. Once it's separated, it'll crisp up so nice when it cooks.
Rather than blow air? What is it? Change. You go to the guy, he's got, I'm just thinking of this in terms of what I have at the farm. We've got all these air compressors.
Yep.
You can change a tire and then stick the hose into the turkey or the chicken or the duck.
It looks the same way. It's an air hose, and they put it in, they have enough skin around the cavity. They hold it with their hand around the hose, and they let it rip, and that thing blows up. It looks like a basketball, but all the skin is separated.
Amazing.
And the reason for that, though, Doug, is so the skin gets nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Then the night before Thanksgiving, and the easiest way to do it is take a big cooler, that you normally use for picnics in the summer, and you fill that with ice, a big bag of ice, and water with salt. And I'm saying a gallon and a half of water, a whole box of kosher salt, 1 pound box,
yep.
2 cups of brown sugar, maybe some orange juice, any flavors you want. And you stick the turkey in this and close the lid and don't touch it. Let it sit there overnight. And that's the perfect brining. You will have the juiciest, and it won't be salty. It's amazing. but it'll juice up when you, even the breast meat, when you go to slice that in front of somebody, you'll squirt the guy next to you. It's so juicy. I mean, wow. It's just amazing, but it has to be brined.
Now, isn't it true that the skins of turkey, like chicken, are not good for you? So it may be that you want to take, even if you make it taste good, it's nice if it's crispy and kind of yummy, but it still isn't good for you, is it?
Well, it's the fat layer under the skin.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bad part. But when you separate the skin from the turkey like that, it'll cook up and it'll render that fat a lot better.
So the fat that you see in the bottom of the pan as you've cooked it is that stuff that is between the
fat.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right, so...
So it makes it much nicer that way. If you don't get the... If the fat doesn't render, that's when you have that, you know, that soft, chewy skin.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's a great idea as well. What are we missing? Dessert.
Oh, well, we're missing cranberries. And you know, no matter how many ways I try and slice it, Doug, cranberries are the one fruit in the world that there's no price that makes it better or worse than buying canned or fresh. I mean, it's just no break. You know, they know it's a once-a-year thing. They harvest it once a year. They make enough of it so that you can have canned cranberry all year round, which is really just flavored jelly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I'd rather have it fresh. And you take two one-pound bags in a pot, a cup of sugar, maybe a little orange rind, or actual oranges themselves, sections, some walnuts, and cook it for 45 minutes to an hour. And you'll never buy a canned bit of cranberry again if you do it yourself. Never.
Doesn't take that long either from the way you've described it.
Yeah, it's just a simple syrup, and the cranberries crack down themselves. They break open. Mm-hmm. And cranberries are so good for you, as you know. I mean, that's one of nature's little pharmacy secrets.
Yep, very, very good for all kinds of things.
And when
good
you cook it fresh, you know what you got.
Yeah. All right. So what about salads? Do we need to spend a moment talking about salads?
Well, Doug, it's funny you mentioned salads. I just read an article the other day that the average salad, now we think we're eating healthy if we go out to a restaurant and we say, oh, I'm just having salad.
Yeah.
The average salad in the restaurant today is 490 calories.
Because you put it's the salad dressing that you put on top of it.
And everything else.
Yeah, right.
We're not careful.
Yeah. Right, so you think you're psyching yourself into, or you're kidding yourself, fooling yourself into thinking that this is very healthy. McDonald's, remember, they tried to sell them, and they failed miserably.
Oh, that shaker can of here.
But you look at the lettuce all unappealing, it's brown, it's all warm, yeah. It's just yuck.
Don't forget now, a lot of these chains that have the buffets, you know, there is a spray that they use.
To make it look...
You spray this lettuce, you know, number one, it keeps it looking fresher. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it also, the chemical inside it, it keeps you from eating too much.
Oh,
it fills
really?
You up faster. Oh. Yeah. That's been around for years.
That's interesting to know that. All right, so what's your recommendation, at least ideas for dessert now?
Okay, my favorite. And this is one, every time we've talked about this, Doug, people have gone wild over it. And I make your standard crock pot custard, but you put pumpkin in it.
Really?
Give yourself some pumpkin. If you want to use the can, go ahead. Not the sweetened. Just use regular cold pack pumpkin. But it's so much better if you bake your own slices of pumpkin. You still buy the little pie pumpkins in the grocery store now. Cut them up, bake them, skin them, make a puree out of it. And what you do is it's the most simple thing in the world. Like crock pot, put a half a gallon of milk in it. Please use whole milk or a mixture of whole milk and half. A dozen eggs. A quarter cup of vanilla, a cup of sugar. I use a half a cup, but if you want it nice and sweet, a cup. Some nutmeg, some cinnamon to taste, and whip it really good and start pouring in a cup and a half of pumpkin. Now you take this and put it on low in the crock pot, and 6 hours later, you've got a custard that people will be going crazy over this stuff. It's the most fantastic egg custard. There's no work involved. It's in a crock pot. It works great, and it's just a nice hot dessert right after a meal.
Sounds cool. All right, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of ideas there. If you didn't get it all, you can certainly download this hour. If you go to Doug Stephan, Stephan, DougStephan.com, you'll see in the listen box or just below it some of the highlights, information about how you download each hour. So you take down the hour and you listen to it and you stop it and start it and get all the information that Louis put forward there. But check it out. It sounds thoroughly wonderful, actually. Mouth-watering stuff, and there for you at DougStephan.com. Question about your age and what's going on on your face. This is for both men and women, this information. You have fine lines and maybe deep wrinkles. You got little lines. You got big lines. Wrinkles? Yes? No? If you want to look 10 years younger, you want to really, really, really take good care of your face. Here's the story from beauty expert David Pollack, who has created products for some of the most prestigious companies in the entire world. Now he's come up with the biggest breakthrough of his career. It's a product called Fountain of Youth, using clinically proven technology that increases the skin hydration by 90%. Your wrinkles will be reduced by 63%, and if that wasn't good enough in and of itself, the first bottle you get is free. Here's what you do. You go online to the website organicattitude.com. That's Organic Attitude, spelled out one word as it sounds. Enter the radio code GOODDAY, and you'll get this free bottle. You'll pay a little shipping and handling. You'll understand, after you've used it for a month, why they call it America's number one anti-aging serum. No smell, no grease, no oil, none of that stuff. You put it on, and you'll feel refreshed. Again, just visit the website, organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, one word, and get the Fountain of Youth Serum, delivering deep hydration, skin-firming peptides for younger-looking skin. You will not be disappointed. Try it free by going to organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY for the Fountain of Youth.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, invites you to visit his website, supermarketguru.com. Check out his weekly hits and misses. Sign up for all the information that comes to you. There is a lot of activity on Facebook and Twitter when it comes to this sort of thing. And Louis is right on top of it, as is Phil. Louis helps us on the Good Day program with matters of food. And so now that we've been through the Thanksgiving dinner idea, again, you can download this hour and get the information and write it down if you weren't able to follow. Louis doesn't go too quickly, though. I'm not saying Louis is slow. I'm just saying that he gives you your time to
That was the reason they invented that traffic sign, says slow children.
Yes, there we are.
That was
okay. this week, USA Today had a pretty penetrating article on artisan foods. So let's first understand what we're talking about. We're talking about artisan foods. The reason they've had it is because they realize that this sort of thing is becoming customer preference in America. The interest in the locavore food movement is gaining ground rapidly. It's extraordinary how many people are understanding what it is that they're getting when they go to the grocery store and get preserved foods versus, and the grocery stores are trying to deal with this and, you know, in paying homage to them to a certain point. They're trying to get more local stuff and have it be better. It looks better, whether it is really better or not. But the artisan foods, this is real craft stuff, Louis.
Yes. And it started, you know, the biggest place you're going to find is in the breads.
Mm-hmm.
Artisan breads is what really made the explosion for artisan foods, and it's a loaf of bread that you can make into an artwork.
So what is there, what is this something that there are lots of pockets of these everywhere around the country? I mean, we have, you know, I have my Eastley Farm dairy store at my farm in Massachusetts in Framingham, and we're about to begin artisan cheeses. We have the vat, we have the facility all set, ready to go. We certainly have the milk from the cows. So we're going to be making artisan cheese. And you find that there are these places all over that are cropping up. And people want, and I'm just amazed to the point of being shocked at how fanatic people are about cheeses.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do the same thing, though, as you've suggested with breads and other things. So
well, look at the microbreweries popping up everywhere.
Would you consider them artisan? I guess they are, yeah.
Anything that's handmade, crafted in your, with your design, with your flavors, that's artisan.
Is there an artisan beef or meat product that's around?
You know, Doug, you know, they tried at one time to do it with Angus, trying to brand it as an artisan food, but it's not. How you serve it could be artisan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the early ones here in Florida and Tampa was the original Cuban bread. Because what they did was a regular loaf of bread, but they would use a palm frond and press it into the bread dough.
Right.
And bake it that way. And then once it's out of the oven, when they pull the frond out, it makes a beautiful design in the center of the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically, that was one of the earliest forms of artisan bread. It was their mark.
So this is we could say, speaking of Thanksgiving, artisan cooking goes back to that era in our country because that's the specialty foods were all, they used to, we have near our house, near the farm, there's the old Pepperidge Farm grist mill. It originally ground up all of the wheat and the corn and stuff for the Pepperidge Farm bakery. And, you know, that really was, as it got started, it's certainly become very commercial now, but it was an artisan house for sure. And maybe you get some of the people making pies and breads and things at some of these farms, some of these locavore places. That's what we're really talking about.
Yeah, you know, I've seen, when it comes to pies, for example, there was an agricultural based school in New Jersey years ago, Alma White, and their specialty, their signature were their pies.
Mm-hmm.
And there was not one pie that looked alike because they were all different lattice work on them. Mm-hmm. The crusts were made all differently by different women that made them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I guess, you know, the other word for artisan would be signature.
Look around for that. We're going to talk about restaurants, specialty restaurants in a moment as time allows. Chef Louis is very much an expert. He helps. That's where he works in the restaurant field. We'll talk about some of the things that maybe you aren't aware of when it comes to, excuse me, how you make your choices for restaurants. Right now, though, let's talk about the radio you're listening to hear the Good Day Weekend program. Are you listening? If you, this program is carried by several hundred AM radio stations and probably 40, 45 FM radio stations. The reception on the FM radio band, not bad. FM, good. Usually AM, bad, unless you have a C Crane radio. C Crane online at ccradio.com will show you all of the great radios. You've heard these radios talked about before in a lot of other radio programs. I'm pleased to have partnered with Bob Crane to tell you the story about these great radios. There are so many different ones to choose from. They all have one thing in common. They automatically hold and tune in AM signals better than any other radio in existence. Reception is so great. You'll call 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863. Get the catalog or order online at ccradio.com.
Play plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To keep a woman satisfied when I, without my diner's card, their eyes get so wide. They're always in the mood for something to munch. Oh, girls, they wanna have lunch. Oh, girls just wanna have, that's all they really want.
Girls just wanna have lunch. Jeff Louie DeAngelis is here to help you with lunch and dinner and breakfast ideas galore. Here for Phil Leppard, our supermarket guru, who will be back next week. We've been talking about artisan products, how they put the art and the heart into the foods, breads and cheeses and fine meats. I was looking at the story of a place in Salt Lake City called Cremonelli Fine Meats. Artisan foods, he makes salami. Other meats the same way. But there's no reason why I can't. I thought you'd appreciate it because he'd be one of your brethren, Mr. Cremonelli.
That's a total art called charcuterie.
Is that what it is?
Yes, when they make prepared meats like sausage, bologna, et cetera.
Yeah.
That is an art, Doug.
There's an artisan house that does chocolates, jams, pickles. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. And what basically happens here, to underscore what we were talking about before, the people who are making this, they're not interested in modern technology. They are interested in scratch, start from the beginning. And there are a ton of websites. You can look on, you can go online to artists, just Google artisan foods and find where the movement is. It's connected, obviously, to the Eat Local movement. And they have their heyday going on. We're going back to that now. 40% of Americans, when I was a kid, lived on the farm and made their own food. And now it's 2%. And nobody even knows where the food comes from. Mommy, I want to go to the grocery store to get some food. Where does the food come from? Mommy, it comes from the grocery store. It doesn't come from the grocery store.
Milk comes from a machine.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? It's called a milking machine.
Well, you know, the artisan food movement is what the artisans are to the food they make. It's the same as what an artist is to a palette, to a canvas. You have the choice of either buying a mass-produced litho or a single shot, one guy doing one painting. And that's what artisan food is all about.
That's a great analogy. All right, let's talk about artisan, maybe restaurants. in terms of I'm not a steak eater, I'm not a meat eater, but I was in Chicago, was it last week? The week before I was in Chicago, and I went by the Chicago Cut Steakhouse is what it was called, and there were people outside waiting to get in. I wouldn't wait to get into any restaurant. I just, that's not my style. I don't care how good it is. But there are people who go to places that, and I don't know whether we hear the story about some of the Chicago restaurants, especially like McCormick and Schmidt, I think started in Chicago, and then they've spread. And Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
They were chef-owned, family-owned, and then I don't know whether the family still owns them or not, but they've expanded. Does the quality stay as good? The answer is yes if they're buying local, right? They're not having stuff shipped in.
Ruth's Chris happens to, too. I know that for a fact because they're down here.
Yeah. What about
Chris,
places?
By the way, is Ruth's son.
Right. That's what I've heard, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, getting the local beef and working, would you say that's sort of an attempted artisan food?
It is, and you know, but the problem with beef, though, you know, if you get it here in Florida, it's grass-fed.
Mm-hmm. Why is that a problem?
Well, the you know, I'm used to it. I was raised on it. You know, I live near farms.
Better for you.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
I think it is. It's not artificially fattened like the stockyard.
Right. The other stuff that all fed up with grains and hormones and all that other stuff.
And they're not free range. When you stop and think about it, free range means that they can walk 3 feet either direction.
That's ridiculous. Free range to me. I've got a pasture to put the cows out in 80, 90 acres at a time, and they wander around.
See you every 2 days, boys, and that's the way they go.
Right.
It is here.
Yeah.
You know you're in an artisan restaurant. Okay, and one of the big tips is if they don't have a menu. Now, there's a place in Fort Lauderdale, a little French place called Word of Mouth. Mm-hmm. They never advertise. It's in a way pocketed area of the town. You go in, you sit down, and they just start bringing you dinner. Mm-hmm. And it's whatever the chef wants to make that night. He makes 4 or 5 courses, and that's what you get.
I have come across here in Los Angeles places. This is a big hot dog town.
Yeah.
And you can really either, they make their own hot dogs. They're sort of artisan creations. There's a place I think called the Pink Restaurant, if I'm not mistaken. They have supposedly
the woman that owns that has a lot of the veggie dogs too.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. But anyway, look for what is it? The old thing. Look for the union label. No, look for what is fresh and local. That's what the emphasis in here of artisan foodery, and a lot of info on that actually at supermarketguru.com as well. For Phil Lamport, Dr. Luke.